Is everyone in airplane mode?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby, podcast number 21. We've had 20 of these, and if podcasts can legally drink alcohol now.
Yeah.
Party.
It's time for podcast to party.
Let's party, boys.
If you were going to take podcast out to drink for its first night, what do you think? Where would you go?
Where would I go?
Yeah, where would you take podcast? Just turned 21.
I mean, probably some place like Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Stockyards. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They want to go. That's where kids want to go.
PRs.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah. Well, it's a kid. It just turned 21.
I'd go to Twin Peaks, maybe Hooters.
Hooters. I like Longhorns.
Maybe Jaguars.
Yeah, something, dude. That's your preference.
Hey. BYOB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never been to one of those.
I never been to one that was BYOB.
You haven't?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they do have them.
Yeah.
So, one place Donnie has been lately, we talked about podcast number 20. Going on a blind date.
It wasn't blind. I knew what she looked like.
Did you have a good time?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked her. Yeah, she was nice.
Okay, sounds so like tell a nice me lady. Tell me about what it was like seeing some people for the first time.
I don't know.
Did it feel weird being out?
I don't know, kind of, but I'm just awkward around people I don't really know.
Yeah.
I just don't say much.
How did you feel coming into the office this morning for the first time in 2 weeks?
It was really kind of weird, but it was just kind of like a
what do you mean it was
breath
weird?
Of fresh air.
What do you mean it was weird?
You thought it
I don't
was
know,
weird?
I've just been isolated for so long. I've been, you know, just
going crazy.
Kind of going crazy.
Have you learned anything about yourself?
I learned that I can grow a good upper lip hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
For those listening, not watching, Randy's got an extremely thick mustache.
Yeah, his mic's probably muffled talking through that thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for.
It's like one of those spit screens almost. It's like helping, actually.
You got a good mustache, though. Like if you shaved your beard, mm-hmm. you could have a good mustache.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've considered it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your mustache is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
I got
thick.
A big part right here in the middle. Like.
Yeah. For mm-hmm. those of you listening, not watching, Donnie's redheaded. He's also extremely short. So, like, we've got kind of like when you go into a men's restroom and there's, like, a child's urinal.
Yeah.
So, the mic that he's using is
further. You guys are on taller chairs than I am.
It's further down than all of ours.
You guys are. I'm going to bring mine down a little bit lower just so I can be on your level.
Just to make you feel.
You guys are on taller chairs than me.
So, Donnie's mic is way down because he's a little guy. What's that shirt you wear?
Large.
Medium. Schmedium.
Kids large?
No. Adult large.
You wear medium.
How you been enjoying the garage? I'm throwing up quote unquote garage gym. I saw the alarm got disarmed yesterday.
Yeah.
You came in here on Easter.
Yep.
I checked too. We got cameras and so like I'll check the camera. Who's working out today? And
yeah.
I see Donnie in here.
I mean, you got to... Got to do what you got to do to survive.
Gotta
get
the reps in.
I mean, Bronx is still going to be there when this coronavirus is over. You know, got to be ready. Why? The next person that uses that mic, like, would think about that.
You could have just put a sound effect in there. Didn't really have to do that.
I thought it was going to be silent.
Now that's in your face. Like
now you're breathing it all in. That's a virus in itself.
I thought it was going to be silent, so I'd put the mic down there, but mm-hmm. it ended up not being silent. There's two kinds of people in this world, those who think farts are funny and those who don't.
I think farts are funny.
Randy?
I don't. I mean, after maybe the 13,566 fart.
Dude, really they're pretty funny. I like my farts because they stink bad, but they don't
you
make any
sound. You
got to
leak your gut.
They don't make any sound, so.
Hey, this is Craig.
We should have called him off a different number. Yeah, he would have picked up on it, though. He's probably not going to answer. Pedro just texted me, ready to get back behind the mic. I'm calling JB. We'll call Pedro next. Hold on. We got we're making some phone calls, people.
Who should I call?
Not much. What you up to?
I'm at the house. What are you doing?
We were just talking about we feel like there's two different kinds of people in this world. Those who think farts are funny and those who don't. Which one are you?
I think given the, let's see, the scenario in which they are exerted.
All right, they're at a funeral.
It's not rocket science, Pedro.
Let's say they're at a funeral.
All right, they're funny. Yeah, they're, no, whatever. Dude's funny. That would be an awkward funny, but yeah.
It would be funny.
Blame it on the dead guy.
Who was this guy's corner? That would be funny later. It's a lot of farts are funny later.
Yeah.
We're going to have Jacobs here. He's supposed to be getting on a bronc later this week. That's one guy. He does not find farts funny. I found that out going down the road. Mm. I let one rip. We were going to a rodeo, and I looked over, and he was not smiling.
Yeah, but it's the funniest when people don't find it funny. Like, yeah, if you're driving and you got control over the window locks and you fart and it's bad, bad, mm-hmm. that's when it's that's funny. It gets real funny.
Yeah, that's pretty savage. I don't know.
That's I don't know.
It's fun.
Savage is good.
Yeah. What are you doing, Pedro?
Do what?
Sounds like you're out of breath.
I was chugging water.
Watch
it.
Cops doesn't come on till 4.
Oh,
it is 4.
You
getting,
had anything exciting
getting fired up
with the Winnebago Fire Department lately?
Nah, man. Nothing exciting.
I just remembered that the last podcast we were on is when you admitted that you don't like me. I don't know why I just called you.
Mm.
No rebuttal.
I used to not like you.
It took you long enough to say that.
I thought you knew. I thought we had done built a friendship.
You still got that old lady?
No.
No.
Which one?
Uh-oh. We'll save that for another podcast. Well, I'm glad to know that you think farts are funny, and we're going to get back to podcasting. Tell the citizens of Winnebago your life advice.
Yeah, you always do this to me. Life advice. Lighten up. Funny.
I like it. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, see you.
Pow, pow. Okay, that was Pedro Ramirez. He's the local Winnebago PD, FD, all the above, mayor, county chairman.
Citizen of the year.
Commissioner, I mean.
He should get a key to the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. We should. What role could he play Thursday if he were to show up for Bull King. I am the Bull King.
I am the Bull King.
We're going to film Dale Brisby's The Bull King. And should we say like Dale Exotic Bull King? I think just Dale Brisby's Bull King.
Dale Erotic.
Something different than exotic. Like whatever. Like what are bulls? Bulls aren't exotic. Bulls are
livestock. Yeah. Dale Livestock.
Yeah, something.
Dale Livestock, the Bull King.
Dale Bovine.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be right in the middle of it. I should get some fake earrings.
Let's get
or
you a
real
tattoo.
Ones. Let's and get you tattoos. Real earrings. Let me pierce your eyebrow.
Oh, man.
That piercing was like literally just hanging there.
Yeah, it was so gross, dude.
The hole itself for the piercing looked huge. It looks like it's hanging down for so long. What'd you think of the? We've talked about it twice now, Randy, mm-hmm. Tiger King, on two podcasts without you. What'd you think about it?
You know, it was pretty entertaining just because of how real, like, that's real life. Like, I just thought it was really, I don't know, it's just real.
How many episodes did
that's
you watch?
That's Oklahoma, baby, right there.
How many episodes did you watch?
I think I have one more episode to watch. But
so you've watched more than me.
My favorite part was when Joe was doing that interview with his tigers and that tiger latched onto his foot and drug him across. I thought that was so funny. I think I was watching it late night and woke up Victoria because I was laughing so hard.
God,
and she was not a fan of it.
How had you... What?
I was just picturing that part in my head, and he's whacking it with his cane. And I can't.
Cussing.
Yeah, just carrying on.
You.
How much? So when the first camera guy comes on and he's like, "Where do I begin?" I guess the beginning. Did you feel like that was you in Dale Brisby world?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you think when we do a documentary about this and however long?
You know, I was thinking about that. Like, if I was to ever get interviewed, what would I say? I really don't know what I would say.
Would you be smoking a cigarette?
No, because I don't smoke.
Well, you should with that mustache.
I think I will start smoking.
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
Together.
Dude, we got to set up like a really bad to the bone like interview scene with you. Like you start off like that, like the lights down, like all the lights off in here except for one right above you and just be, and then you say like, "Where do I begin?"
Wearing this. You got to be wearing this. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What, like some
do you
kangaroo
think
hat?
Baskins killed her husband?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to be wearing this for the interview.
Yeah. Oh, I had a whole photo shoot with myself the other day. That's how crazy I was going.
I like it. Like, that's...
I feel like it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy was going crazy in
Dude,
isolation.
Dude, those locks, man. You should really grow your hair like that.
No, I can't. This is driving me crazy. Just this.
Barbers should be essential.
You
workers.
You should get... hey, is oil change place essential?
I don't know.
Probably isn't. I need
you don't know how
change.
To change your oil. You ain't no cowboy.
Well, no, I guess I'm not.
Mm-mm.
Hey, so Bull King is going to be filmed on Thursday. It'll probably come out sometime next week. What about this rodeo season? How interesting do you think it'll be if they were to end this? Like,
it's going
to
be record-breaking. I mean, it's only going to take $23,000 to make the NFR on the bull riding.
Last time that happened was like 1974.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you think it's gonna open the door for like some underdog guys?
Yes,
that
there are some underdogs in there, but I don't know. It's crazy.
Like
who
maybe
knows?
Maybe some guys that didn't, well,
who just hit a lick pretty good and
right
then,
off the bat, like in
so like
San Antonio,
Peyton
Fort Worth.
Peyton Hurst is a bareback rider. He's sitting like 18th in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a young guy. Like I was there when he got started, and he's just coming up. And so, like, for him to be, of course, he would need another month of rodeos to sneak into 15th. But if they have another month of rodeos, it's going to be some wolves coming out, and they're going to be out for blood.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be, like, as if Dale Brisby were out there.
Yeah.
That's how hard they're going to be rodeos.
Think you're going to strap back on?
I mean, if they'll add enough money.
Well,
yeah,
I would like, that's what I was going to say. Like, does that open the door for you to go to lower money bull ridings? Because, like, you
well, see,
time.
I just don't need to. I've won so much money, spurred so many bulls.
Yeah.
Like, even with this 6 weeks off, like, the heels of my feet are still sore.
Damn. I can imagine.
From all the bulls I spurred. What I feel bad for right now is, like, Stetson, right? You know, he's sitting, like, 20-something. That's what is going to suck. So, like, it...
In the bull riding?
Yeah, and bronc riding.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, also, for instance, Jake Brown, he's, like, 24th. But a lot of them guys, like, it's March. They're about to go to... They went to San Antonio. They're about to go to Houston. They're just getting ready. They're just getting rolling, you know? They got 7-8 NFRs under their belt, and they got a family, so they're not going to hit, like, really hard rodeos, and you can't blame them. But now it's like them guys that did hit the spring rodeos are about to get rewarded. What do you think, Randy?
Bummer. Just a little curveball thrown at them. That's life.
I think what's your estimation of rodeos coming back?
Like, of how many there are? Like,
no, if we start them back up.
I'm thinking June.
Yeah.
That's my first thought, but I really
don't
know.
I feel like 4th of July rodeos might be happening somewhere. I bet some of them don't.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Some people are talking like Cheyenne might be the first one back. Like,
I felt bad for this guy.
Yeah, gets on a bronc, gets fired up. We're on, like, cloud 9. We were all on cloud 9.
Dude,
that was,
I don't know.
So the first couple, what you got here in July? Last year. So I got here in July. He was like, "I want to ride Bronx." I said, "No."
I said, "No."
I said, no, you don't want none of that, do we? He's like, yeah, I think I'd like to try me some of that.
You didn't exactly say no. You're like, eh. You didn't really say no at all. You just kind of like acted like I didn't really ask the question and like kind of like, here's bulls. Here you go.
And you were built like a bull rider. And you showed a lot of talent early on in the bull riding. Like, it was very promising for you, more than you realized.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, if you had been to a school before you got here, it would have been a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I get nervous about putting somebody on their
first. I can understand that. Like,
it's just different. It's not impossible. I'm not going to go down that road, obviously. We've talked about it before. But, so, the point is, you got here in July. You didn't get on any Bronx, obviously. Got on a bunch of bulls. Kind of enjoyed it. Deep down, you knew you wanted Bronx. And then fall came around. Started getting cold. We're not going to, you know.
Plus, we're going.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in Amarillo for like a week.
NFR.
Yeah. First couple weeks of December, we're in Vegas. People then Christmas. Yeah.
Then January is always packed because of Denver. And
well, it's just cold, too, when we are home.
Right. So, it just didn't happen. So, finally, in the spring, when did you go to, was that in February?
When we went to the Steiners.
Do you remember? So then we start ponying, getting on spur board, and then like late February, early March, went to Steiner's. Yeah, it was March.
Mm. I was going to say, it don't seem like that long ago.
It was the first week of March.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about it being cold, and we were still skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Gets on two, and then all that baloney happened. And
dude, that was all I was thinking about too for like, until this stuff popped up. Like, and then I kind of like started thinking about that more, but I was like, This is what I'm gonna do. Like,
yeah.
This is what it's gonna take.
So what are you gonna do now?
Stay ready. Like, I don't know.
He's been ponying still. You been getting on spur board any?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to bring it back here.
Yeah. Dude, I was gonna go to Goliad. That was one of the first rodeos they canceled. I was gonna crack back out.
No, and you weren't.
Yes, I was. Had my bull rope all warmed up. I had chaps on. It was on a Tuesday when I heard they were going to. I'd already put them on for the week. I wear my chaps all week.
Yeah, I was too.
Going to go to Goliad?
Yeah.
Then yeah, I woke you were going to crack back out. You were going to buy your car and crack back out, and then all this happened.
Yep. Bummer. Guess I'm just going to hold that camera the rest of my life.
Yeah. But at least you'll have a cool mustache.
I know. I think I'm going to rock this probably the rest of my life.
Are you?
Hopefully. Unless Victoria decides to leave me.
Do you think it makes you look more Italian or Mexican?
Oh, for sure Italian.
Yeah, you look like Luigi.
No, I sent it to Leanne, Ty's mom, in first message. You look like a Mexican. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, you're proud of your heritage. Your lineage.
Yeah.
So, you're going to go back home for a few days. We'll see you here Thursday for Bull King. Are you sad that you're going to have 2 days off now?
Not really. I can mow my grass again.
Yeah, it did rain. Mm-hmm. Are you glad that you're not, like, in charge of ranching and that Wes has to do all the mowing?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should have to do it anyways. You don't pay rent. And we make the same amount. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Donnie's been upset lately.
Yeah, you've been on that.
I'm not upset. I'm just speaking the truth.
He also says that if the bunkhouse were available, he wouldn't live in it.
I wouldn't.
Just can't have it all, Donnie.
I'm just saying.
Man, jealousy breeds killing
spree.
I'm
not jealous. I'm just saying. That's how
you're
it is.
What are you saying? Taller than if you. You're not jealous, what are you saying?
I'm saying that he lives there for free. He should have to do that stuff.
Oh, okay. I think he just hit the nail on the head. You're jealous because he's taller than you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'd want to be that tall.
He's 6'5", and you're 5'6".
Would you want to be 6'5"?
I mean, trying pretty close to
that opens a whole new door for babes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. How?
Major babes.
Just taller ones?
Yeah, there's some that, I mean.
Yeah.
They haven't even
tall chicks still like me. They do.
Yeah. Oh, you're a cute little guy. Show a picture of them. Let's see what they look like.
I'll show you cute.
Well, so Randy is a fan or not a fan of Tiger King? I'm not a fan.
It's entertaining.
I thought it was entertaining, but I'm not going to jump on that wagon and be like, this is awesome. Give me another episode.
Yeah.
I'm not like.
Yeah.
I think they're trying too hard. And when you try too hard, it's just like not cool anymore.
I only continued to watch it for this show, for the podcast.
Yeah. But you know, I watched a really cool documentary called LA Originals on Netflix. You should probably watch that.
What's it about?
It's about this tattoo artist in Los Angeles that tattooed like celebrity Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent. And they lived off Skid Row in Los Angeles. But he had his buddy film everything, take pictures and film, and they have hours and hours of footage of.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, just.
What you doing?
JB's more important.
Oh, gonna do a little
welding. Yeah, right.
What are you gonna weld on? Oh, you're with Phil right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he working you?
He's killing bees.
He's killing bees?
Yeah, man. Tanner's measuring everything, getting cutting cable.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just doing a podcast, and we had figured out that there's two kinds of people in this world. Those who think farts are funny and those who don't. We were curious which category you fall into.
Funny.
Okay. That's what we thought. We're all in the same category then. So, also, what'd you think of the Tiger King?
Joe Exotic, man.
You're on that Joe Exotic train, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
Carol Baskin killed her husband, fed
him to the Tigers. Yeah, that was the next question. We're going to film Thursday a video called The Bull King. Do you feel like you would be the Bull King or Dale Brisby would be the Bull King? Like, which one would be the Joe Exotic of bulls? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
He would be Doc, the other guy.
And then you got.
You'd be Dale's husband.
Randy's the one.
Donnie and Wes.
Randy's the one with all the tattoos.
That's Donnie's the one dude that talks on there messing about 3 or 4 days.
On accident.
God,
oh, you would be Doc Antle, that
yeah.
guy that has all the wives.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah. Except one of them probably wouldn't be Samantha. She wouldn't put up with multiple wives.
It puts the lotion on the
Yeah. Samantha would be down to probably take care of some tigers though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, we were just checking on you. How are our bulls doing down there?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, we just got a new herd bull, crossfade, Z28, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we just
which I think I've been 90 on that bull. How did you do on him?
I've 90 a few times on him.
Oh, really? Okay. We've both been 90 on his full brother. We might have to ride crossfade. We might have to get on crossfade.
Yeah, we can after he's finished breeding.
Okay. I don't know why I'm asking you permission. We're partners, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said right up until you send the check. I ain't sent him a check yet for crossfade.
Yeah, this whole partnership, he's doing all the work.
Well, I got Trub Grubber up here.
That's why JB's in front of DB.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. That's why we let that, because we're going to keep most of the cows down there. I got Shrub Grubber up here, though. Hey, me and Randy are going to start training him.
I have fun.
All right, man. Well, y'all have fun down there. Tell everybody we said hello.
We'll do it.
All right, later.
See.
Yeah, him and Samantha are the ones that told me about Tiger King. I didn't even know it existed. They're like, you got to watch it.
I think. Yeah, I could see JB liking
just
that.
Just laughing his butt off at the whole thing.
Well,
shaking his head.
I don't know. I feel like JB's probably hung out with some people like that before.
there's some of those in North Carolina. Yeah. That's for dang sure.
Yeah. Liver mush eating.
Yeah. And I'm not going to throw too many rocks because they actually live like 4 hours from right here. So
yeah. They might show up.
I used to work up by
there. I can't throw rocks at people in North Carolina because they're actually like right in my neighborhood. What? You used to work what?
Yeah. Well, when I worked in Paul's Valley, it's kind of close to Paul's Valley, I believe.
Yeah. So that's right around Cody Webster's area.
I went and hung out with them one night. Joe Exotic. I hung out with Chuck and them and rode dirt bikes. That was like the highlight of my year of working there.
Working where?
In Paul's Valley.
What'd you do, though?
Pipelining.
All right.
Pipelining. Running that front end with the Mexicans.
Pipeline life.
Bunch of BS is all they are.
Yeah.
I heard a funny quote about pipeliners the other day. I can't say it, though. So.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just appreciate the fact that you had a funny quote.
Yeah. Those guys are the... These guys are good workers.
You've had a lot of different jobs. You've been a roofer, pipeliner, bull rider.
Trash man. Grocery bagger.
That's five.
Fracked. I didn't really frack. I worked on location where I just changed.
Didn't you build like Ford houses or something?
Yeah, metal buildings with Phil Elkins.
So that's eight. What's another category? We'll start with eight, but what is like the roughest as far
roofing.
As not like hardest work. I'm talking about like the people are the roughest.
I'd say pipelining.
Yeah.
That was.
But roofing is the hardest work?
I think roofing was the hardest work.
If you weren't filming, which one would you want to be doing?
Roofing.
Why?
I don't know. Built who I was.
Yeah.
Built who I am. America.
You build that roof, that roof builds.
No, it was fun. I enjoyed it because, you know, it was tough, but you kind of feel accomplished after you do it. And I don't know. I was really lazy. And then when I got that job, like I literally had to work to survive on that job or else I don't know what I was going to do. But my boss didn't really give me, he didn't think I was going to last the day, and I just kind of stuck with it, and I learned a lot, and it's a good experience. Didn't learn any Spanish, though.
Yeah. What about you, Donnie? What job? You worked in the bar. That's probably rough, huh?
No, it wasn't too rough. I mean, you dealt with some rough people. One night, I had a guy come in, we close at 1:30. He comes walking in the door at like 1:20. I'm like, hey, man, I'm closing down. He said, man, can I get something to eat or something? I said, no, like, I'm locking the door in like 10 minutes. He's like, man, I'm from Southside Chicago. Huh? I was like, all right. I was like, I'm closing down.
What, you want a hot dog?
And then he started freaking out on me, him and his other buddy. And me and Dad kind of had to escort him out. No, yeah. We didn't fight him, but
yeah,
manhandled him.
No, he was a big guy. Dad kind of took him. I more or less had my eye on his skinny little friend.
You got this, Dad.
Yeah.
People like that come in.
Yeah, but not very often. I think they used to a lot more back in the early days.
Riffraff.
Yeah, but
how long's your dad been running it?
25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked for my mom before that. That can be kind of rough. She owns
Your mom like hit you or something?
No. her family owns like a fabrication shop. We do like wrought iron fence and iron work, stuff like that. Do a lot of jobs in St. Louis. Did a lot of jobs in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Have you ever been up in the arch?
Yeah.
It's crazy how it shakes up there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that elevator.
And then, like, it's like a ratchet wrench. Like, the elevator, like, when it starts going sideways. Because it goes straight up, and then it starts going sideways, and it, like, sideways.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very cool.
No, thanks.
Yeah, and there's a little window in there, and, like, you can see, like, the stairs. Like, there's stairs in there. Whew. Could you imagine walking down those things? Like,
no. No, thanks. I don't like messing with heights, man.
It's high, too. It's like 660 feet.
Yeah, and it sways. Like, yeah. It's a little bit when you're up there. It's crazy.
Yeah. I haven't had any rough jobs. Like I worked on a ranch that an oil field owned, but, like, I didn't get to interact a whole lot with oil field guys. And when I did, it was, like, the guys that were coming to the ranch to...
Oh, man.
But most of the stuff, like, cowboying or whatever, different kind of jobs, like, there's outlaws that are cowboys, but not...
Let me tell you a story about this guy that used to work for my mom. His name was Ray, and he went to prison for arson. And he, would paint his fingernails black. Like, I don't know. It looked like he just colored them in with a Sharpie. He was a weird dude. And, like, when we were doing all that fence, like, you dipped it. You dipped it in primer, and then you had another tank, and you dipped it in paint, and you hung it. And we would sit in there for, like, hours on end dipping fence. Well, anyway, so we're in there, and he's telling me how all about his life and how he went to. I think it's funny, people like that. They seem like the most the people that want to tell you about their lives, and they have the most rough past. And he's telling me how he did arson for his old. He admitted to it. Like, he was like, "Yeah, I did it," and he got caught.
What's arson?
Like, they set it on. He set the business on fire, so he could collect the insurance.
Oh. I thought that was
pyro.
No,
pyro's where he liked to start fires.
Oh, okay. Anyways, continue.
Well, he's like, I don't know if this is gonna be a good story or not, but like,
it better be. You're really far into it now.
Yeah. Shoot, now I'm getting red. But gosh dang, I don't know if like it was the FBI or somebody was investigating it because they knew they did it, like, but they couldn't prove it or whatever. So, but I think they had his boss, and his boss did a plea deal with him, and he set him up or whatever. And they met up one night, and they were talking about it, like talking about how they did the job.
His boss set him up?
Yeah, because they had him. Like, they had his boss.
Dang, so they did like a sting on him?
Yeah, so they did a plea deal with this Ray guy, and he's like, because the boss hired him to do it, and he was like, how they got him, they were sitting in the truck or whatever talking about it, and he's like.
He was wearing a wire?
Yeah, the boss was like saying how they started the fire with gas on the stairs, and the Ray guy was like, that's not how he did it, and that's how they got him, like, because he just, like. I was like 16 years old listening to this guy tell me this story, and I was like,
how long did he go to
jail?
I don't remember how long he did.
How old was he?
I don't know, probably in his 40s, but he looked old.
So he could have been in there for like a decade or something.
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
Was it like a big insurance payout or something?
I'm sure. I have no idea.
Dang. Can you imagine like being set up by your... Hire you to do
I'd
it.
Probably, if I got out of jail or prison, I'd probably have to go right back in.
Yeah,
I would not be happy.
Golly.
Set his ass up.
I can't imagine, especially if he had like no intentions of going down a road like that. You know,
yeah.
Maybe he was the kind of guy that was like, if his boss didn't hire him to burn this building down, he was likely to go burn something else down.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what if he was just like not ever gonna do anything like that in his life? And then his boss sent him down this road and then put him in jail.
Yeah.
Dang. That is crazy. That's rough. Was the guy rough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he was nice enough. He was a little odd.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We didn't hang out outside of work. But looking at him.
Hey, man, hey, what kind of fingernail polish you use, man? I'm going to use that same kind.
I'm sure he liked hanging out. In the paint booth, though, because you get pretty high.
It's paint day!
You get pretty high off them paint fumes.
Dang. Does your mom still do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long has she been doing that?
My grandpa started it, man, long time ago. Like, back in the 80s, they used to have, like, every pool contract in St. Louis. They do all the fences around pools. People don't really do wrought iron fence anymore, though, because it's so high maintenance.
Yeah. Dang. Well, I'm sure I'll remember. Okay. Well, I do have one as far as crazy stories of people that we've worked with. I got one friend, and I'll just give him some sort of nickname.
Ray.
Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
How about Ray Ray?
Ray Ray.
Two Rays. Ray Ray said that so first off, you got to pay Ray Ray in cash because he owes the IRS six figures.
Mm. I know Ray Ray.
Yeah. Ray Ray's done some work for Randy. Ray Ray wears cutoff pants, and they're freaking awesome. He's an older guy.
Ray likes the 49ers, too.
Oh, I love this story. I forgot about it, though.
So Ray Ray is driving into Tennessee. Like he's about to cross into the Tennessee, state of Tennessee. This is 27 years ago, because he told me the story 2 years ago, and it had been 25 years. He and a friend were crossing into Tennessee, 25 pounds of marijuana, 2 pounds of cocaine. Cocaine just like an astronomically more expensive than marijuana.
Way,
what
are
you
looking at me? Way more expensive.
Because you said you saw it a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it?
Cocaine? Have you ever seen cocaine?
It smells funny.
Cocaine costs a lot more than weed. Like, way more.
Anyway, I was just trying to figure out why there was that big a difference. I mean, it might have been just a random amount, 25 pounds of.
I've never heard cocaine be weighed in pounds. Usually they weigh in, like, kilos and grams. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
So, anyways, they're pulling into Tennessee and somebody had, like, ratted them out. So it's like some cops. There's a barricade set up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stop and they have, like, a moment. And they're like, well, might as well not both of us go to prison. You know, so they Rochambeau to find out who's going to take the fall for it. Two out of three, rock, paper, scissors. Who's going to take the fall? Ray Ray wins. The other guy gets 25 years. Ray Ray gets 6 months for being in there. Because he told me the story. He's like, yeah, my friend, Mike, just got out of prison. All right, he didn't say friend. Mike just got out of prison. For he had been in 25 years for this deal, whatever.
Jeez.
Or however long it had been, it may have not, he did the full service deal, whatever. And I was like, man, why didn't you name a kid after him? And he was like, why would I do that? And I was like, because he could have just ratted you out. He was like, no, I'd have killed him. Can you imagine doing a Rochambeau game like that?
No, that gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Like,
I can't imagine being in a car with that many drugs or any drugs, period. Much less like pulling up to like eight cop cars right there and then you got a Rochambeau to find out which one of you is going to spend the rest of your life in prison. That's an intense game.
Yep.
No. You hit it too fast. Nope, we got to do it again. Redo.
I'd cry, man. I don't know. Like that, it makes, I don't feel
I'm
good.
I'm pretty proud of Mike for.
Yeah.
Just taking the bullet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's.
Would you be able to, if you were the guy, if you were Ray Ray, would you be able to go on, like, and get out of prison and just know that you're out free and your friend Mike lost because of a Rochambeau game?
I would not lose sleep over it. I'd just be like, yep.
I mean, you both were doing something stupid. Like, everybody knew
and
the risks.
And a bet's a bet.
Everybody knew the risks, and
that's
a bet
true.
Is a bet.
That's true.
I mean, you think Mike would be
like, yeah? Do you think Mike would feel bad if he was like traded spots?
I guess if he's the kind of guy that's driving that car, he probably wouldn't. Yeah.
What do you think he said when he lost? Dang.
He's like, no. I don't know.
I'll get you next time.
You got me now.
Gosh, you got me this time. I'm gonna get you next time. Oh man. Well, Bull King coming on Thursday. We'll Rochambeau for who plays what part. And
I'm the producer.
I also gotta watch Yellowstone. I haven't seen that.
Don't do it.
You guys aren't Yellowstone fans.
No, I think that's the dumbest show. Well, but you might want to blur that out because whoever's listening, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was silly. I would watch Tiger King 5 times over before I watched Yellowstone again.
We'll find out. I talked to a guy. He was like, you got to watch it. Tell me what you think.
Man, it's, but like, a lot of shows are like that now. I feel like they're just, I don't know.
Yeah, I shouldn't knock it too hard. I mean, I haven't even finished the third episode, I don't think.
You think, like, biker? You think bikers watch Sons of Anarchy and are like, this is trash? Like,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy was pretty good.
People that probably
some
don't.
Guy in the Hells Angels are like.
That might be, I think, and I'm not knocking it, but like the biker scene may be a little easier to replicate than the cowboy scene. Biker scene's like out on the, I mean, like that's out there for everybody to see. Like everybody watches bikers every day. Like there's, but like cowboy, like you kind of got to get off in the woods.
You just can't see him from the road.
You just can't see him from the road. Chris Ledoux, that's it. Unless you're watching Dale Brisby's Snapchat, then you can see him.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to fight Donnie after this. So thank you guys for watching. We're on to the next one. Next one will be podcast number 22. Randy's going to have an even more glorious mustache.
Number 22 with the Fu Manchu.
Give us the life advice, Randy.
Sack up.
Sack up.
Dang, that's what I was going to say.
What you got instead of that?
I like the one I said last time. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm going to use that one more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Just let it sink in.
Marinate.
Yeah.
Let it marinate.
Oh, I wrote down some things.
Sorry, everyone. Wes is outside weed eating. So if you hear the weed.
Okay, this is actually really good. You can't read it. I don't want you to read it because when I wrote it down, it just came.
Okay.
Trying to be perfect is a toxic journey.
Mm.
We are not perfect. We have to love our shadow.
Mm.
Embrace and accept your shadow. Sometimes good enough is good enough.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I wrote it in my notes.
Oh, dang. You did. I like that.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's got a lot of meaning.
It does. Like, I can imagine how that would be good advice. As Dale Brisby, like, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Of course.
You know.
Mine stings a little bit, but still pretty good.
But I can imagine. Good enough is good enough. Shirts are on the way. We're going to do the rock and roll deal, I guess, probably Thursday or Friday. Thank you all for listening. We're on to the next one. Give us your thoughts. DM us each. Donnie Daytona, Randy Kateri, Dale Brisby on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok.
I don't have TikTok or I don't have Twitter.
You don't have TikTok
you
anymore?
You have TikTok.
No, I don't. I deleted my account.
Why?
Because I was on it too much.
TikTok is my
literally
least.
Scroll through it is for hours and I just said it's wasting my time.
Dang, dude. But you got to make me TikToks. How are you going to know what they need to look like?
I don't.
You used to send me funny ones.
I know. I loved TikTok, but I just wasn't doing anything good for me.
I can respect that.
Well, here's my life advice. When life hands you lemons,
put a rub on them.
Yeah, be a rib.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Why did you steal my thing?
I can hear your thoughts.
Never be ashamed of who you are.
Unless you don't ride bulls.
Guys, those are mine.
Always give 100%.
Unless you don't need blood. Dang it.
Later, haters.
Like a midget at a urinal.
I don't know that one.
Always on your toes.